I am Stephanie Mastropalo, and I'm a social worker and the coordinator of the Family Care Center at Calvary Hospital in the Bronx.
Stephanie, Calvary had a wonderful event a couple of weeks ago previewing the documentary Defining Hope. And it was about a nurse at Calvary Hospital, and it talked a lot about palliative care and facing end-of-life issues. And we also talked a lot about how we should prepare to have that conversation, that important conversation with our loved ones, so we know what to do if the worst should happen. How would you broach the subject?
Well, hopefully, and what we're trying to impress upon people is that this decision-making and discussion should happen a lot earlier. We shouldn't wait to the point where someone is in crisis to start having these discussions. It's much more emotionally burdensome to try to discuss these things when someone's just been diagnosed with an illness or has had an accident or some kind of trauma. And at that point, of course, they may not be able to make these decisions. So what we're trying to encourage people to do is to have these discussions earlier. However, if you haven't had the discussion, just simply saying, you know, I was thinking about this, or I heard about this on the radio, or I was watching a show, mm-hmm. and I realized I don't know what your wishes are and what you would like should something ever happen. If it's not in a time of crisis, or if it's not something that we broach with a certain fear, but we say that we're just wondering and we want to do what's best for you and follow your wishes, and you know, realizing that I don't know your wishes, to bring it up in a conversational manner rather than in such a dire way.
Yeah. And, you know, we were talking about how the ER, that is hardly the ideal place to have such a conversation, as you mentioned.
Oh, God. Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Oh. The thing is, if you wind up in the ER, there can be an accident. It could be a trauma. You can be unconscious, unable to make your wishes known. And if you haven't had these conversations or designated someone to make these decisions for you, your family and friends can be left in a position of really struggling with deciding what to do. Family members and friends can also have different opinions on the what medical treatment should be provided or shouldn't be provided based on your condition. And so if you haven't had these conversations, you're leaving your family and friends in a very difficult position, filled with a lot of questions and perhaps feelings of guilt if things don't go well.
Because it really isn't about you, it's about what they want.
Right, absolutely. So if you're, say you're designated to make someone's decisions for them, mm-hmm. wonderful. It's great that someone chose you to make those decisions for them. However, if you haven't discussed with them, what is it you would want if you had an irreversible condition, if you were going to be unconscious and there was no likelihood of you regaining consciousness? Would you want to be on a life-sustaining treatment, mm-hmm. or would you want that treatment withdrawn? To make those decisions without having that knowledge is truly difficult and hard on family members. And it can lead them to make decisions and keep you on medical treatments that perhaps you wouldn't want for lengthy periods of time.
When I made mine with my husband, the advanced care directive, we did it when we got our wills done. And I know a lot of people who will do it at that time. Sound good to you?
It sounds wonderful. Absolutely. They do have advanced care planning packages that you can do when you're putting a will in place, which will include the healthcare proxy and often the living will as well. The healthcare proxy is the document that allows you to designate and appoint a specific person to make the medical decisions for you if you should lack decisional capacity. Mm-hmm. And the living will really allows you to get down into the details of the treatments care, the medical care that you would want in specific situations, depending on what had happened, whether you're alert, whether you're not alert, whether you're mm-hmm. likely to recover or not.
And that's a lot of things that if you're just having just a conversation, some of these things might not occur to you to bring up. Someone else was saying that it even gets so specific as to would you want dialysis or not? I mean, it really gets down to the nitty gritty, and that's wonderful to be able to zero in on those aspects.
Absolutely. It'll get into dialysis and transfusions, whether you want antibiotics or would rather the infection take its course. Artificial nutrition and hydration, all of these topics, whether you'd like to be an organ donor. And again, it's important to just remember that people can have different opinions than you. And you want to make sure that when you're choosing someone to make these decisions for you, you want to choose someone you can trust to follow through with your wishes. So having the conversation with someone, seeing that they're comfortable with your wishes and whether or not they agree they would be willing to carry out your wishes is very important when you're deciding on who to choose.